There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff Phelps here. Andrew Siciliano.
Like it?
Joining us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Andrew, I consider you a friend, even though we don't know each other extremely well, but I like you and I consider you a friend and an incredible thought partner. Incredible thought partner.
Oh, yeah. The incredible thought partner is just, it's the new thing. All the kids are saying it.
I mean, I caught that too.
God, I love it.
I mean, listen, it's a different way of saying he's a great guy to bounce things off of, and you know, we work together. Thought partner is a different way to say it.
But incredible.
I get it.
Thought partner.
I translated it. I got it. You know?
Okay, we're going to have way too much fun with that.
Jeff is.
Thought partner.
I get it completely. Okay. If I'm Andrew Berry, I'm happy with the way I handled it. If I'm a media trainer for anybody who speaks in the Browns organization, I'm pleased with the way Andrew handled himself today. I thought he did a nice job. Gosh, I sure wanted to hear about things moving past this year, Andrew. We didn't hear very much, but I get
no.
it. I get it because he's in the moment still.
Yeah, and listen, this one's tough because, and I apologize, guys, for my lethargy. It's early here, but more importantly, I'm kind of under the weather, and pounding headache, but thank you. No, it's okay. It's not about me.
You're better.
I'm just saying I apologize for my lack of energy right now. These press conferences are tough because for those who don't know, and I'm sure you guys have explained it to everyone, the GMs of the 32 teams generally only speak once during the regular season, and that is during the bye. For some teams, that bye is week 5, and it's 6 weeks before the trade deadline, and there really isn't a lot to talk about during the week 5 bye. For others, there is a lot to talk about, like Andrew Berry this morning, but you often don't have a lot of answers. Like, I get all the questions about Deshaun. They were very pointed, direct questions that needed to be asked, that the fans want answered. Totally get it. I don't know what answer would have been satisfactory. Let's play a thought partner experiment, if we could, okay?
Okay,
nice,
hang on a second.
Nice.
I'm gonna close my eyes. Hang on, I gotta dim the, lights in here.
I like this a lot.
Candles.
Okay. Eyes wide open, and Creed is awful. But let's say, that Andrew Berry came out right now and said, I do not see a scenario in which Deshaun Watson is back at quarterback. And again, we're playing make-believe. Then where are they organizationally?
Exactly.
Like there is no purpose served other than sending a message to the fans, and it's one that I'm sure many fans would have appreciated. There's no purpose served to that. So I know that's what some people want to hear. You're not going to hear that. So with these scenarios, I always like to step back and say, like, do you really think you're going to get answers that you want? And this goes for any GM or any coach. There's only so many things organizationally that you can say, whether it comes to leverage or game strategy or or whatever, you know?
Agreed. I agree with that.
And now, I do think it's notable that at the very end, he said, you know, I can't remember who asked the question, but I think it was basically, do you see any scenario in which Deshaun is back? And he said, yes.
Yes.
Of course you have to say that as well.
Yeah.
Right. Because if you say, no, I don't think so, as you said, Andrew, well, then where are you? What do you do? Chaos. Everybody's like, okay, well, it's he had to say that. I get it. Plus,
now, I also understand if somebody right now, you know, sitting on the 480 bridge wants to push back and say, well, if he said, like, well, it's not as if he's ruining trade leverage because there is none. I get that pushback as well. But you just really don't get many grand declarations mid-season.
Nope.
I mean, he's not going to say, guys, we're drafting a quarterback in the first round. No one's going to say that. We call it lying season, not right now. And I want to be careful. I'm not calling him a liar. I'm saying in the NFL Network newsroom for years, when every GM would have their pre-draft press conference in March, right, or early April or mid-April, right before the draft, GMs go out there attempting to deceive at that point. Like, let me throw some breadcrumbs out there to throw people off for the draft so I can get the guy that I want. You know, it's a game, people.
Are you surprised? I guess there's two questions. Are you surprised the Browns didn't make more moves yesterday? And then, big picture, are you surprised there weren't more moves in the NFL? Or do we want this to be like baseball trade deadline, which it'll never be?
No, I think yes and yes. I don't need it to be baseball trade deadline. Football's a much different game. You can't just trade for somebody's left fielder with 28 home runs and drop him into the lineup the next morning and expect him to fit in seamlessly. Football's much different. We all know that. I am mildly surprised that maybe some other pieces, veteran pieces, weren't moved by the Browns. I think they could have. I think they could have justified it. But you know, you also have to get a return. If you look at the Za'Darius Smith trade, you know, I know there are people that say, well, why can't you get a compensatory pick? You weren't going to get one. He had a year left on his contract. That's not how it works. It's kind of a funny money deal, but there is a year left on that contract. And so the Browns would have had to have cut him in the offseason, which is likely. You know, obviously a team in transition perhaps, and you're not going to pay a 33-year-old defensive end $12 million. But they wouldn't have got him a compensatory pick. If you look at what they gave to the Vikings to get him last year, they basically got back the same compensation. So, I mean, they're no worse for wear in that regard. You got a five for a guy who's going to be 33 next year and wasn't going to be on your roster. It's a wash.
Right.
Za'Darius Smith played well for them, and they got back what they gave up. It's a wash. It was a win, period. There wasn't a second-round pick out there for a 33-year-old defensive end. Those don't happen. So the Amari trade, again, they got back more than they gave up for a player that's 3 years older. Actually, 4 years, 3 years older. So, you know, those trades are what they are. I think they're good value trades. Don't shoot the messenger. You could have gotten perhaps a bigger return for other pieces on your roster, but they chose to hold those pieces.
Three offensive tackles. They're healthy. That's good. And we need them all. What do you need moving forward? What do you need next year? I can't imagine a world where if DeJuan Jones plays well at left tackle, he's not the starter. And Andrew, I love that idea.
But I don't mind the idea. I don't mind the idea at all. I mean, you have to see how he does for the eight games.
Yes.
So I think that's a positive if that works. Now, the flip side of that is, well, you have a first-round pick on his fifth year who isn't playing there. Maybe you use the second half of the season to see if you can find another spot for him on this line. Maybe it's inside. Don't know. But if you go back to training camp, we're kind of in a position now where we thought we would be in June or July. And that is, guys, what if all three tackles are healthy? Because the assumption was that Jack Conklin and DeJuan Jones would be back sometime during camp, at least ready for early September, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is where we are. It's where we thought we would be. And right now the answer is Jed is sitting and Conklin and DeWand are playing. I think Jack Conklin's number moving forward is somewhat problematic. He was one of those guys where I would not have been surprised if somebody would have called. You know, the big offensive tackle need was filled by the Vikings with Cam Robinson last week, who also, much like Jed Wills, is a former first-round pick, or maybe he was high second, I can't remember, but he's on a second contract. Jed's still on his first.
Let me take that back. Let's go this way. I think if there was one thing going into the season that went incredibly wrong, it was the judgment, the thought, whatever it was, that what you just said would be the case, that you would have these tackles back. And when they didn't come back healthy, you know, all three of them were coming back, that threw things in such a loop, Andrew, that I think that you're looking at it now, 2-7. Who knows what happens if two of those three guys are healthy and good to go?
Yeah, and it goes beyond that as well. Obviously, the injuries at center and the rotating door there. Sure. Now Posick is back healthy.
Then Teller gets hurt.
Wyatt Teller got hurt in September, and September, October, whenever it was. All I know is that he deserves some credit for coming back in exactly 4 weeks' time from that injury. I mean, they opened the window. He jumped through the window and was back on the field 3 days later, so good for him. But, yeah, Zach Center playing right guard. The consistency on the offensive line this past week against the Chargers was the first time since week two that they had the same lineup on the O-line in back-to-back weeks. Now, week two is different. It was DeJuan, obviously, right side, and Hudson, left side. But they had not had back-to-back consistent starting O-lines since week two. And you need that. You're not going to win without that.
I find it interesting that he had to defend Kevin Stefanski a little bit today. And the resume he put out of guys that have won two-time Coach of the Year I thought was impressive, because I don't know that we spend a lot of time thinking about that. And I also think if you're looking at Kevin Stefanski, I hope that ownership is looking at it from the big picture standpoint too, because we've had so much inconsistency at coach and quarterback here since 99. You know it. I don't have to tell you that. What did you think about his answer about, Kevin being an outstanding coach and the way fans maybe are looking at it right now, because they want to blame somebody for this 2-7, and it's really easy to blame the coach.
Yeah, no, it totally is. And I'm glad Andrew did it, and I agree with him. I'll be perfectly blunt. I mean, I said it on this show last week or 2 weeks ago. I was surprised he gave up play calling. I didn't think that was the right move for my money. I'm not questioning his decision. It certainly worked the first week. I think Jameis Winston in Kevin's offense with Kevin calling plays, that would have been my preferred choice, period. But if you looked at the first game, it really was kind of sort of Kevin's offense, right? I mean, they came out in 12 personnel, first couple of plays, ran the ball downhill, play fake, threw it to Dave. And again, I'm going back to the Baltimore game. It really was Kevin's offense. Last week, they had to get out of it because they fell behind early, had the explosives given up on defense. They had to throw the ball 45 times. So it didn't look like his offense. What is it moving forward? I don't know. Where do they find the happy medium between the two quote-unquote offenses? They'll tell you it's only one offense, it's not two, honestly, that is the case, but you know what I'm saying. How that looks moving forward, got no clue.
Andrew Siciliano joining us. You'll hear him after the bye week, calling the Browns game in New Orleans coming up on November 17th. Andrew, I thought it was interesting when he was asked about Dorian Thompson-Robinson, if it was important for the staff to see him the rest of the season. He said, Kevin and the staff will play who gives you the best chance to win. I know there's been a big thought. You've got to see what you have in DTR. You have to see what you have in DTR. I like the guy. I think he's interesting. Do you have to see what you have in a guy you took in the fifth round, or do you just have him here, and if you ever have to play him, you just play him?
So full disclosure, the online stream kind of fizzled out. Might have been my internet at home for about 3 minutes in the middle. So I missed that answer.
Yeah.
But I will say that I would like to see him. I've made that clear. I like him. I liked him here at UCLA. I liked him before the draft. I think he's shown some signs, particularly in the preseason, that he could play in this league. I also think that not that Andrew contradicted himself, but he did also in the presser say that there comes a point in any season, and noted Cedric Tillman, where player development certainly is a little more in focus than at other parts. And so I think you can, you know, parse both of those thoughts and find a scenario in which DGR is on the field. Because, listen, if there's pushback from the fan base saying we haven't seen anything, I don't think he's a franchise guy, that's fine. Finding out whether or not he's a legitimate NFL reliable backup on a rookie contract is significant as well, because those are valuable pieces if that's what you have. And I think he can, at a minimum, be that guy, and I'm all for finding it out at one point.
You think you have to play him to find that out? You can't find that out in practice and such?
You cannot find that out in practice.
Okay.
To quote Allen Iverson, not a game. We're talking about practice, Philip.
Practice?
That's fabulous.
Talking about practice. All right, give me what you're looking forward to watching here now down the stretch after the break.
Eight games to go, baby.
Yeah, give me perspective.
I want to go see a win in New Orleans. Is that too much to ask for? Look, you're facing a team. Granted, they have a game this week. You're facing a team, friends, that just fired its head coach and is in turmoil. And Jameis Winston can go in there and beat them. I mean, they just traded one of their top two, three players, Marshawn Lattimore. They are waving a flag, at least. You know, that's a little bit much. I'm not saying them giving up, but you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So I would like to go get a win. And that's what, and I've said this so many times, was so disappointing about the Chargers game, because even though I am the eternal optimist and people can call me delusional, there was a path. You beat the Chargers, you rest up during the bye. Even if you trade to Darius Smith, you're fine. I mean, you move on and you face a team next week that is in turmoil, and then you get to 4-6 and you come home and you get the Steelers on a short week where the home team always has the advantage and there's a history of beating them at home here in primetime. So they can still do all those things, except they just have one more loss in the loss column, which is not good for anybody.
Does Jameis intrigue you at all at quarterback?
Yeah. I mean, of course, we saw it work against Baltimore, and it defined intrigue. Yes, he intrigued.
Intrigue, so, as in, if you started next season and he was your starter, what would you think?
I'm not there yet. You got the second half of the season. I think that's unfair. I mean, listen, Jameis is still a guy. And by the way, I say listen too much these days. I'm self-scouting. Jameis, a couple years ago,
I've always liked him, if you want to know the truth, Andrew.
He threw for 5,100 yards.
Exactly.
He also threw 30 picks.
Well, that.
there is that. And we did go all week last week cautiously saying it was fun. It was awesome. But
it was the worst pass defense
also,
in the NFL at the time.
And not only that, but they came in with multiple players, significant players, injured and inactive from the worst pass defense in the NFL.
Right.
So throw that on top. And they also dropped a couple of would-be picks, and that the Chargers weren't going to drop those would-be picks. So you can't throw them. You still threw them. So that's going to be an issue. It is a roller coaster. Sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it isn't. Sometimes you're throwing your hands up and screaming woo down the hill, and sometimes you're not.
I'll paraphrase. Yeah. I just lost it when I heard Nathan say during the game, Jameis has an uncanny ability to throw the ball and have all pro safeties not intercept
drop it.
Oh
yeah,
my goodness.
If you play it back, I laugh. I tackled.
Yes, you
as
did.
Well, it was the second straight week Nathan had gotten me. He had a Mahmoud Diabate pun the week before, where I got to dinner that night and my cousin looked at me and said, he got you pretty good there, didn't he? Yep, he did.
Great to have you with us, buddy. Enjoy the bye week. Get healthy.
Thank you.
You got it.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.